Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, your weather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy and maybe a little sunshine here and there. Do have a chance for some continuing thunderstorm activity. High of about 84 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 71. It's 69 in Burlington, 72 Milwaukee, 70 degrees in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin was in the crosshairs for a line of severe thunderstorms that knocked out power to some 17,000 Madison-area residents overnight, but we managed to get less of that impact when they rolled through. Nonetheless, what did occur was kind of noisy and pretty bright in some instances.
Well, the lightning was truly impressive. When you look at the whole area, southeast Wisconsin, northeast Illinois, and over to northwest Indiana, which is a much larger area than we normally will talk about, there were 10,000 lightning strikes during the five-hour period. If it had been 85 or 90 degrees down here at ground level when the thunderstorm started, then there would have been a lot of cloudy ground strikes. But 50 to 55-mile-an-hour winds were common over a pretty broad swath, and that's like being in the middle of a tropical storm for a short time.
AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams saying that Baton Airport in Racine officially measuring 0.3 inches of rain. Investigators for the South Shore Fire and Mount Pleasant Police Departments and the Racine County Fire Investigation Task Force could not come to a definite conclusion on the cause of last Friday night's fire at 6618 Durand Avenue, where 49-year-old Lori Leisner was found dead inside. The fire occurring in Leisner's living room, according to the reports, but investigators could not definitely say how it began. So, the reason that it occurred will officially remain undetermined, just like Leisner's cause of death to this point, pending autopsy and other test results. Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney says he remains ready to retry 62-year-old Kenosha resident Dennis Brantner for the 1990 murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck.
Investigative teams are ready and willing to retry the case, but we have not made any official decision. We still need to review information and also consult with the Beck family before we make that final determination. And we also need approval from the court if we make that request at this point.
A jury, of course, failed to reach a verdict in the case last week. Toney says at a hearing on September the 6th that could determine whether that case is going to be retried. A Kenosha man facing charges for allegedly fleeing a traffic stop then driving through Washington Park to try to get away. A sheriff's deputy attempted to pull over an SUV on 29th Avenue near 50th Street for expired plates. The vehicle, though, sped up and then headed into Washington Park. Now, reports indicate the SUV was driven near the velodrome and the swimming pool before going up a grassy hill and eventually getting onto Sheridan Road for a pursuit north into Racine County. The SUV stopped running around 24th and House Streets, the driver jumping out and then running away. 22-year-old Andrew Turner, though, later arrested after Mount Pleasant and Racine police surrounded a house. An elderly Lake Geneva woman reported missing Monday night after getting together with her daughter in western Kenosha County and was spotted in Washington County yesterday morning. She is safe. The silver alert for 81-year-old Laurel Herrick was canceled last night after she was found in Delavan. Herrick on her way home to Lake Geneva when she initially disappeared. Racine's Common Council supporting a school safety partnership with Racine Unified that will continue officers in select schools and while using the community-oriented policing structure. Plus, it'll expand enforcement capabilities and coordination, but the alderman did have a few questions about it. Chief Art Howell, in trying to explain it all, said this will be inclusive of school resource officers. Now it's going to become a police-supervised operation.
We're simply looking at more data. There's more things that go on in the schools. There's assaults, there's thefts, there's a lot of different things that go on. We will be now transforming the original group of truancy officers that we converted to burglary officers to school resource officers. So those officers will actually be working in the schools. And those officers, much like the community policing model that we're famous for nationwide, we don't even apply that philosophy in the schools now.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur, whose finance committee learned quite a bit about the plan, said after more than a year of putting it all together, it's time to approve it.
There's been a lot of dialogue, debate, and discussion on this. We did get an email from the city attorney. It explains this from A to Z for the most part. And I think after all the hard work and effort that has went into this, that we should move forward with this. This is a great collaborative effort. Everything is pretty much spelled out, and I don't see any reason that we should defer this.
An 11-2 vote rejected sending the item to Committee of the Whole. Then there was a 12-1 vote to approve the agreement. Alderman Steve Smetana, the only dissenter. The agreement still needs a vote from the school board. Alternate side of the street parking in downtown Racine will be shifting from the normal start of 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. for the safety of bar staff who have to clean up and close up, as well as for bar patrons, with support from the Common Council. No discussion about it last night, but it did come up in citizens' comments. Bar owner J.J. McAuliffe, who's also with the Tavern League, said that the problem is mainly in the downtown.
I know that the Public Works has said that it's okay, you know, there won't be a problem for them to do their job if we could wait till 3 a.m. to change that ordinance. I guess that's all I'm asking, is for your consideration to help the employees downtown do their jobs, because it is a late night job. They don't do the 9 to 5, they do the 7 to 3.
Holly Verway, one of the bartenders who would benefit from that extra hour to at least move her vehicle.
And it's not always an option to park on the correct side of the street when you get to work. It's a safety issue, you know, having to park really far away and then have to walk to your car late at night by yourself. I also want to express my concern for the placards. I agree with him too. It's a target. That would be really unsafe to me.
The council backed the Public Safety and Licensing Committee's recommendation to have the city attorney's office make the necessary ordinance amendment from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. on parking enforcement. This will affect Main Street from State to 7th and from west to Villa Street. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.